welcome to another edition of Street Fight Radio. We come to you two times a week. Every single Thursday at 8 p.m., Street Fight Radio is on the air in Columbus, Ohio, WCRS-FM Community Radio, 102.1 or 98.3. Then every Wednesday, you get this show right here. We can say whatever we like, and we don't have to worry about the FCC or anything like that. So it's much more freeform and usually just shooting the shit, really, for, you know, those of you that enjoy listening to us, you know, speak. We have had a lot of success since our new website was launched a little bit over a year ago, and we started bringing you the extra show each week, and we're going to continue to do so. And the reason I like to have this show, Brian, is I just got back from Ocean City, Maryland, my vacation, and I mean, the people of Philadelphia have a lot of explaining to do.
The OC, actually. Ocean City, they call that the OC, right?
It's OCMD is like the hashtag. The filter on Snapchat was OCMD. But it's a very weird place.
Is it cool?
Oh, man, it's so hard to say. It's so that's a tough word to pin to it. It's really great. I was clean. There was even a lot of cool wildlife that was there that we got to look at. And
you were clean, did you say?
It was clean.
You were clean?
The beach was clean.
Oh.
Like the beach, the area.
I was like,
well, actually, the first part of the trip, like the sand was like really good and everything. We moved down to the boardwalk where all the people were at, and it was disgusting. Like the beach was just so sad. Like it made me want to weep.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
just
it sucks that,
that
like
ocean. It's like a. It's basically where everybody in Philadelphia goes for their summer vacation, and that is really like a lot. It's like Philadelphia, East Coast. Like it was just all that kind of smushed together. So every like
yeah.
Boston-y, like New York, everything mashed together in a way that I felt outnumbered. Like it was. It was like as soon as I got my balls busted. This is how East Coast. I got my balls busted as soon as I pulled into the place. This old guy is parking his truck, and I'm getting out, and he looks at me, and he goes, Texas car and a Nats hat, and then he takes his hand and puts it sideways, and then kind of shakes it, like you know, like I don't know, buddy. He was giving me shit as soon as I pulled up to the place.
Oh man, you should have told him what I always say. I don't even like baseball. You should.
Yeah. Oh, I hate this team. No, I hate this team. I just got a free hat. No. Yeah. So it was like that, and it was a lot of people. Like there was a lot of Aaron's there, Ashley's, Ryan's, Sean's, Aunt Peg's, tons of Aunt Peg's. They even sold like Pope Francis like bobbleheads at the Sensation stores. It was like super Catholic redheaded people. Like as soon as we go out there, like, oh dude, it's gonna be a burner today. You better get the lotion on. Heading out to the beach, it's gonna be a burner. They're doing that shit as soon as like they were just hooting and hollering, they smoking like crazy. Everybody there fucking smoked. It was a lot of normal looking people. Like DC is a very fit city. Even Columbus is a very fit city. Dallas also that way. This was like people that just ate cheesesteaks all the fucking time. Fucking regular ass, warty, old, ugly, loud, annoying, grim looking people. So many of them were fucking miserable. Like, I just seems like they'd been coming there every single year and their fucking idiot fat kids that they hate are just draining more of their money and they're pissed. They're quietly pissed at everybody and resenting everyone for it. It was like, it was a real fucking culture shock. It felt like getting thrown into a foreign country, really.
Yeah, a Midwestern boy can't handle that East Coast stuff.
Well,
it's
my parents are mean. Like, Midwestern people are mean. Like, my parents and me and my wife will look at each other and say, what are you being a fucking asshole about? Like, I do that to my wife. I've seen my friends do that to their wife. Their wives do it back to them. Like, Midwestern people can be very cutting to people that they don't know. But they're not just going to walk out on the street or go to their job and be, like, a fucking asshole. You know, we're polite
they're
to everybody
They're not going
to
criticize... They don't criticize
we hide
your
our
fandom.
Shit. Yeah, we hide our shit. You know, we don't come out and lash out at the world. There was a tram there. This was the craziest thing. The tram on the goddamn famous boardwalk. Now, this is a beautiful boardwalk, probably over 100 years old with all these ice cream shops and confections and rides and everything else. And the only way to get down it is there is a tram. And for some reason, The only person they had hired for the booth is a 58-year-old lady that was miserable and treated us like fucking idiots for not knowing what tickets we needed. We were like, can we get the all-day ticket? They're like, it's past 10, isn't it? And we're like, yeah. Like, well, they aren't available. Like, okay, well, what do I need to do to get on this thing and get your big bloated head out of my face? You know, like, and it was that their hiring practices were same on the tram. It was like two of these old ass grumpy 60-year-old men that were up our ass. I stood up on this tram to look at some kites, and the guy slams on the brakes and he says, "We ain't going nowhere if you're going to stand up." And then the guy in the back comes running up and he comes to our aisle and he looks at me and he says, "You can't stand up on the tram." And they like jumped me. And they were your favorite guys too. They were miserable. They had the blondish, they had like the white facial hair with cigarette stains in it. They had the brown, like, you know, that brown effect of just the cigarette around the mouth. And they were just miserable as fuck. Everybody, I didn't meet a single decent person. All the clerks there were either over like 50 like that and grumpy as hell and hated being there, even though they're at like this amazing beach, or there is a sister city program with Ocean City and like everyone else was from Estonia. And it was kind of cool, but it also kind of felt like there was a weird class of people. They felt like aliens, like that were put in there to run the shops. You know what I mean? They all had the same accent and shit. You know, like it was just, they were all shared the same accent. They all looked the same. And it was just everybody that sold you something when you were there was the same person. I'm not trying to be like, I'm not trying to be ugly American about it, but it's just off-putting. It was a weird ass fucking place, but it was beautiful and the waves were awesome. And it was a lot cooler than like the other beaches. I liked it. I just didn't realize I was going into cheesesteak country that hardcore. And I mean, the food was so greasy and gross. I spent so much time on the fucking toilet, you know, just eating that stupid ass food. This is going to be weird for longtime listeners of Street Fight. I was actually on vacation with Brian's brother and he mentioned that he couldn't be 300 pounds or 400 pounds because he would spend too much time on the toilet just to eat all the, we ate so much fried food and pizza and that's all you could really get there. That was the only thing to eat was like buckets of the most perfect French fries. It was a great vacation.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad. I mean, when we went to Philadelphia, I had a good time, but I didn't talk to very many people except for Brett, who is he lives in a metropolitan-y place or whatever, but like he's still Midwestern. He's never not going to be like a hayseed, just like it, no matter how sophisticated you think he is.
Yeah, that's definitely my armor to the world. I go out there with that on and I can get by. Yeah, I'm definitely just, just a stupid, naive hick from Columbus, Ohio.
That's how I get by too. Oh yeah, I don't know. I don't know about your $9 juices. I bought a cold pressed juice one day and it was $9 and I was like, I bought it and I walked out and I took a drink and I gotta fucking tell you, I did not like it, but I'm not naming the place I bought it from. But, like, it was just like, I'm not a big fan of this cold pressed juice, and it's $9. And I was like, I'll bet you fucking all the money in the world that shit came from New York. Like, that's a New York thing.
I believe it's an L.A. thing.
Same LA, fucking thing, right?
Yeah,
same.
L.A. has led the charge on that. That's their lifestyle that they're bringing over.
Yeah, same thing, though. They're the same place. New York and L.A. are pretty much the same to me. They're where all the stuff pumps out of. That's where we get all the culture pumped out of those two places.
Hey, Street Fight is not from there. Street Fight puts a lot of culture out. There's a lot of people I know talking about Lonnie's. You know, a lot more people talking about dirt bikes and double meat country. But I'm telling you, you're definitely going to be out of your element. Ocean City was great. It was just really, I could go on about it. It was so much fun because it was just outrageous. And it was good because it was like really sleazy. It wasn't like Virginia Beach where they'd kind of do family oriented. There was places there called like Hammerheads where they would be like, it was $1 a shot or $2 for something called a nail. And then like $3 for a pitcher. And then it was like just campus. Like groups of just like really angry looking dudes that were all like flexed out. And then, you know, but still had beer bellies and smoked Marlboro Lights.
Can you fucking imagine? Can you fucking imagine? Like you colonize a piece of land that has a fucking coast that is just a beautiful coast, and you fucking put a bunch of bars called Hammerheads and shit along that coast,
dude. When we were in Galveston,
that's what you thought of to do.
When me and my wife were in Galveston, we did shrooms on the beach, and there was like this 3-story like shrimp shack where they like just had people drinking all kinds of booze, and it was late night, and you could just hear the people screaming and hollering and being jackasses, and we were just like, I was just like, we need to turn away from this and just head towards the ocean and never come back. Like I hope the waves overtake everything here and just wash it all away. It's such an abomination against nature to do that to it.
That's the whole fucking East Coast too, man. I've been to Hilton Head. That place is tacky as fuck.
Yeah.
Anywhere where there's a fucking, there's a Senior Toads on the coast, right? There's a place called Senior Toads. I hate it. Like, that's what we did with the most beautiful, like one of the most beautiful features of having land is like, that's the fucking end of the earth right there. Pretty much. Like there's nothing forever. It's the ocean is the fucking void. And we build, this is what we do with it.
Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, it's everywhere. Like I said, there's different flavors. You know, the boardwalk was pretty great. It was something that I'm sure has been there forever. And that shit is fun, but you get into those weird circumstances with beach people, dude. You just gotta be a lunatic to try to eke out an existence. Cause there's no reason, like, you can't do IT work there. You're not gonna make like 6 figures living at Ocean City. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I always think of it like, I just like, I don't go to play. I don't go to the beach. Like, I don't like the beach at all. I never had fun at the beach. Shocking. I've never had fun at the beach. Actually, I did. The last time I went to the beach, I had a really great time, but I got in the water and stuff and did the whole beach thing, but still. And I also woke up and watched the sunrise and smoked a joint. So yeah, the beach is okay. I guess I don't hate it. But I also could leave it. Like, I don't need it. Because every place I've been to that's the beach is the worst possible fucking place to go, you know?
Yeah, I agreed. Well, there is a couple places. There's a horse island over here that's supposed to be pretty popular, and they don't have any hotels on there, on the island at all. But there is a beach you can go to. And, like, I went to Sandy Point Park, which was a state park. So it was a beach in ocean water, but there was nothing there. There was like an icy stand and a place maybe to rent tubes or something. There wasn't a Hilton there.
Couldn't get a fucking hot dog or anything.
No, like, nobody was handing out pretzels or anything like that. Do you know what though? I tell you what, if you want to make $1 million in Ocean City, we figured it out. There's this place called Thrasher's French Fries, and they make the most beautiful golden brown delicious French fries in a gigantic buckets. They don't give you ketchup though. So let that sink in. Let that fucking sink in. They do not offer ketchup. So there is a line of about 50 people to get ketchup, and then immediately after the register, 20 people aimlessly looking around like, is there fucking seriously not ketchup? Or is what's going, where's the ketchup?
They'd get ketchup if you started selling ketchup outside.
I was like, Craig, you know what? Let's go buy ourselves a ketchup, get us some cups, go out here and make a little bit of money, get our vacation money back. We probably get $100 in an hour selling dollar cups of ketchup.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people would call you a fucking asshole though. I can imagine. Like, I would be mad at you. I'd be like,
especially those
guy.
People. Hey buddy, I'm trying to get a ketchup here. You see somebody need a ketchup.
I'll give you 5 cents for the ketchup. 5 cents. Can't charge me a dollar.
Go somewhere else. Go where there's ketchup for free. Go find ketchup for free.
That's your fucking key, man. That is your financial success plan.
Yeah, so I think that's what I'm going to do is this right. Starting next spring, I'm going to get down early. I'm going to move away from the family. I'm going to get like a hostel situation. I'm just going to start the catch up game until the end of the summer. It's going to be like similar to going on like a king crab fishing expedition. Just trying to get all my bang, getting all my money in like 3 months, doing a year's worth of work in like 3 months.
I love that. That's fucking romantic.
first of all. And secondly, but number one, that's a romantic life. And number two, you need to write that down on a piece of paper and put it on a folder. And then on the outside of that folder, write 401k. And file that away.
That is a wonderful idea. Yeah, I need to get a lock on it.
That is your fucking plan. That's your 401k. Like, some people invest in some vague stocks. With you instead have invested in an idea. Ketchup salesman in Ocean City, Maryland.
Yeah, I'll be retired at the beach selling ketchup all day and getting drunk at night.
Yeah, drinking whatever fucking shitty bombers they sell. 65-year-old
nails.
Man. Like,
dude, $1 shots, $2 nails, $3 pitches.
What are the nails? I wish
I don't
the
know
nails
what a nail
were
is.
Cigarettes. I wish the nails were Lucy cigarettes, like coffin nails. Because, like, I like it when people call cigarettes coffin nails.
Well, your nail is also what you dab off of. So maybe they were doing dabs. Maybe they were doing dabs.
No. This sick motherfucker brought marijuana to the beach.
Dude, you can't bring your fucking drugs around here. This is the family spot, okay? I got my freaking family. My Aunt Peg is here. She doesn't want to see you doing your fucking hard drugs from D.C., you dirty old fucking drug doer bringing that bullshit up here.
Yeah, that is that we know that the nails aren't dabs. They'd be fucking perfectly fine if it was Lucy cigarettes, though.
Oh, if it was Marlboro. Like I said, if it was Marlboro Lights, man, I could also get by on that, too. Plenty of people stumbling around just being like, can I get a cigarette? There's just like people doing that all night long if it's past 10 p.m.
I work with a guy that fucking asks me for a cigarette every single day. And I'm like,
just in case.
Buddy. Yeah.
I had a friend that would do that, and then he would keep them, man. And people were like, you can't keep them. Like, you got smoke. Like, why do I got to smoke it now? I'm saving. I'm making my own pack. I'm putting a pack together.
They put it in a pack with different other cigarettes.
Yeah, with every other cigarette. All different. Pilfered cigarettes all day long, and then at the end of the day, you know, Friday night, go smoke them all under the bleachers.
Yeah, lean back in your chair. Sit back, smoke a Cool, and then a Benson and Hedges, and then an American Spirit, and then a Marlboro Light.
Yeah, living the good life.
Yeah. No, you want to hear a fucking funny story, Brett, about that happened to me at work this week. Is a guy that I work with told me a fucking two dirty jokes, okay?
Nice. Like, I'm excited. I'm very excited to hear this now, because I love street level, like... They don't tell you some dirty jokes on the mainstream media. I like the street level news. What's going on, rattling around in the regular man's head?
Yeah. So, like, the first joke was about a tarantula and coming on it and like knocking out a woman or something. It was called the sticky tarantula. Yeah.
Oh, it's like a donkey punch. Things.
Yeah, like a fucking Dirty Sanchez type thing. Like one of those really one of those really funny sex things that like were all that you would like print out the list off of AOL.
Yeah, but it's a messenger queue talking about space docking and shit.
Yeah, we'd all laugh about it and it would be really like the one time I thought. But like then he told me another joke.
So what did you say to him? He said something about jizzing on a tarantula and slapping a woman with it, and then you said what?
Yeah, nothing. Like,
you just stone cold looked at him like he was a fool.
Yeah. Well, this is your options in these cases. One, you can be offended, but no, I know that
gives
like,
him power because he's just gonna go home and tell himself about it. Like, I'm gonna tarantula someone tomorrow just to piss that guy off.
yeah so well, they'll immediately call you a pussy. That'll be the first word that comes out of their mouth, like, for sure.
So I'm yeah, like, definitely. I mean, that is your yeah, you're now in a situation with a guy like that. That is very true.
Yeah, or you can fake laugh, which encourages more jokes, right? You know
yeah,
what
you're
I
gonna,
mean I'm
yeah like, unless you're writing them down for a book. Yeah, you don't want to hear any more of them.
Yeah. So then, like, the next day he told me a pedophile joke. I'm not even going to tell a fucking joke. It was a play on words about pedophiles. I didn't give him anything again because that's the fucking kind of person I am. Like, I'm just not going to give you anything. You're not going to get a laugh. I'm hoping that the lack of anything, the zero that you get from me, makes you feel bad a little bit.
Yeah, you should be intimidated a little bit.
Yeah. So then I'm talking to him a little later and I'm like, you know, I do a little radio show on a local station here, and I do a podcast, and he was like, what station? And I said, it's WCRS-FM, and he was like, oh, is that a Christian station? I was like, this motherfucker thinks I'm a Christian.
Yeah, dude, you don't like tarantula. You don't like the hairy tarantula.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I want to tell the guy, like, buddy, the jokes don't work, man. You don't tell people jokes. Don't do the A and then Q jokes. You know what I mean? A for ask and then Q for the response. That I just, man, I don't jokes. I never liked them as a kid.
You did. Come on. You didn't.
Not really. No, I mean, I probably told a few of them, but like,
so you liked
it. Always.
Or you were just using it to your advantage. You were like, I'm going to tell all these guys about a one-eyed pirate.
Yeah. Yeah, I never told a joke more than a couple of times, even. Because I don't know. I think maybe, okay, as a kid, maybe everybody likes jokes as a kid. Because it's the first, I guess, real humor that's not like Sesame Street being pointed at you. Like, I had dirty joke books, but I was also like 10 or 11. You know what I mean?
True.
So like, that was my sense of humor when I was younger. But, like, no, I never got into jokes. And, like, as soon as somebody goes to tell me a joke, I get just defensive, man. I don't know why. Like, I can't fucking relax for a joke because I know I'm not going to like it.
Yeah, you're preparing for what's going to – the explanation you have to give at the end. You're like, okay, nope, yeah. finish up. I don't fucking care about your joke, okay? All right. I'm going to go over here.
Yeah. It's like when somebody quotes, like, too long of a quote from a movie.
And oh, like, someone starts doing the scene. Like, no, I'm not going to watch someone air guitar. I'm not going to fucking stand here and watch your air guitar, buddy.
Wrap it up. Wrap it the fuck up, man. You're not saying anything right now.
Say what he did like this. What he did like that, and then just be done.
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie quote guy, man, is something that will always make me mad. I was on vacation and also at the time talking about how much I hated this person on Instagram that I used to know. That was just like, everybody loved it because my wife thought he was the greatest and he just only ever did show quotes. It was like, never knew the shows and I felt like I was stupid and other people were like, you know, Brett's a little, you know, he's not, he says he does comedy, but I think it's like, I don't know, maybe like a freestyle jazzy type thing. I don't know if it's like what Matt does, where he does all the stuff from Arrested Development.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah, that's true too. Like, inside and quotey stuff from movies, like quoting movies is really in person to me, and doing the voices. If you start doing the voices, I feel like you're just giving me a performance. And like, if I'm in, like, if I go to a place and I'm like, I'm gonna fucking watch this dude stand on stage and act out scenes from the movies, then fuck yeah, man, do it for an hour, give me my money's worth. But I didn't pay to see this.
Dude, what if somebody came to you and was like, hey, Brian, you know, I've listened to Street Fight Man, and that episode you did about, you know, just getting down to it and putting together a show of my favorite movies scenes, I did it, and I want you to come. I'm going to fly you out. I got a 90-minute one-man show. I'm doing all my favorite shit, all the way from Point Break up to Ocean's 11, you know, anything really that just inspired me.
Yeah, I would do that. I would fucking love that. I think that is the type of thing with me. Like, am I the only audience member?
It's, yep, it's just for you. It's a private show. If you're going to do a movie quote, give me a 90-minute private show. Get them all out of your fucking system, and then we can be friends. Is that the deal, Brian? Is that the deal you're trying to float?
Once you're fucking done with it, man, just don't do them anymore, and we'll be cool. You know, put together a fucking nice show for me. I'll love it. You know, that would be great. Yeah, that would be something I'd be into, though. You know, it's when I'm in a casual conversation. Like, I'll sign up to see anything you bill as entertainment. You know what I mean?
Certainly.
Live. At this point, you know, I've gone to all those wrestling I've gone to, like, the indie wrestling shows and stuff like that where it's like, yeah, I'm pretty much down for whatever, man. I'll go see a fucking dog show if you give me some tickets.
Yeah, I love all live events, too. Like, I mean, my daughter needs something to do, and I live off free events, so I'll watch anything live. And I would love to see this. I want to see someone do this show.
This is like a reverse kind of – this is a reverse writing thing. It's like you set the whole thing up for me, a 90-minute performance. Get your Indiegogo together to fly me there. Put this fucking thing on, man. Put it on. I'll watch it, man. I'll
We just did all the goddamn market research. That we're telling you what people want. We are literally telling you, if you are going to do a one-man show, this is what people fucking want.
I think you would make a fuckload of money. If you did, like, all the fucking, like, gangster movies, if you were, like, a guy that was just like, I'll fucking quote, you know, tonight it's guys only, and it's just this fucking guy standing on stage doing, like, Goodfellas and Scarface and, like, Eddie Murphy stand-up comedy and shit like that.
We got something here, man. We need to start like a street fight management company, or maybe change the name so that we can get involved in this stuff to make like our millions, and then street fight can stay like our pure like baby project. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's like Rock of Ages. It's really the same concept.
Yeah, maybe we just make an ultimate action movie where a guy goes from scene to scene of like the best action movies in decimal.
Die Hard, Point Break, Roadhouse. Like, we'll get all like Pain Don't Hurt. He'll like stand there and say Pain Don't Hurt. You'll be like, dang, I remember when he said that, when Patrick Swayze said that in that movie.
I actually watched Roadhouse again the other night before vacation. It was fucking awesome.
It is good. Yeah, it's a good fucking movie. I love the bouncer scene, like that like somebody in the 80s is like, yeah, of course, man, it'd be like nationally known bouncers, like the number one best bouncer.
Well, it's not like, but they didn't say it was like based upon like a spelling bee type competition or ranking system. It's just that the guy's got money. They hear about places that stay in line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They want a place. That's true. They want a place that runs like Dalton's places.
They made another one with Gary Busey's son in the Patrick Swayze role.
Okay, I can see how that probably didn't have the same
cachet,
same effect or draw or whatever. Yeah, but the real Roadhouse is good as hell. I really enjoyed it. I did kind of feel like there was a way of the world, like you said, to even come up with the concept of a guy flying someone out to take care of his bar, that we are just so far beyond that right now. Like now all of our, like our movie is Zac Efron that's going to DJ a party at your house or something.
Yeah, that would be, I mean, like, that's one of the thing about action movie. That's one of the comic book movie drawbacks is that fucking all the action movies are comic book movies. They don't fucking give some weirdo, they don't give some weirdo a bunch of money to make his fucking bouncer movie anymore. You know?
Yeah, and there's not a lot of crime being taken down by one guy. There isn't like one guy that's regulating even like a fucking Wild West. They haven't done a lot of that. You know, it's like taking down Ultron and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking gets to, like that last Avengers movie. I'm going to spoil the ending here. Spoiler alert. Okay. They lift up a whole fucking city and then put it back down. And it's like, man, no, I can't get behind this. Let's fucking get a vigilante.
Let's get a fucking angry dude that's cleaning up his neighborhood. Let's get a crew of guys together cleaning up their neighborhood.
Make it women. Let's make it progressive. Let's make it 2015. Get one woman who's fed up with the crime and she's gonna stop, you know?
Yeah.
Jim and Eddie and his boys from taking over the fucking neighborhood. She's gonna do something about it.
It's fucking bullshit because that was like a type of movie that they just made all the time. Like you could always go to the theater and see the fucking person fed up with the crime movie, but they don't fucking nothing. They don't make any of them anymore.
Yeah, you can't put that in a summer blockbuster though. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants the gritty realism. Nobody wants to know what it takes to take down fucking operatives from other countries anymore.
I know. And the people that do want to watch like American Sniper and stuff, or Lone Survivor, like right. that's their yeah. type of shit.
Oh my god, dude! There was American Sniper hoodies at Ocean City, Maryland. It said Chris Kyle, and then it said like 1974 to 2013. American Sniper had a skull on it. It said like one shot, one kill, and it was a fucking hoodie.
They were selling it.
Yeah, it was for sale. It was like 25, 30 bucks or something for Chris Kyle. They had some fucking wild ass shit, man. A lot of it is like stepping into a time machine. They have some really old shit, but then they have some very new ostentatious bullshit that kind of shocked me. There was an American flag tank top, and then it had printed on it an American, a United States that also was filled in as the American flag, and it said back to back World War champs.
Yeah.
And you could buy that. Like, campus. You could buy that and fucking walk down the road and wear it.
Yeah. I've seen that one on campus. I feel like the guy that would wear that would point at it all the time, too. Like Rob Van Dam.
Oh, it said America, too. It said America on it. And that's like when that shit goes, you're like, no. We don't need to take it this far. Like, this is when it's not like a funny irony joke anymore.
It's not. Nobody sees it that way anymore, though. It's like they took that fucking word. Those conservative people took that.
Conservatives didn't take it. 30-year-olds took it. 27-year-olds, people my age took it and ran with it as like a party thing. Like maybe even not even that politically involved, but they're just like, well, you know, I get to wear American flag flip-flops and cut off short shorts and a shirt and all this shit on 4th of July, America, you know, then they get to use it as like a way to be happy about the shitty way that America operates. You get me?
Yeah.
That's how I feel it's been changed.
Back-to-back world champions.
And there was another one that said...
Go ahead. Let me just say that, like, when you say that, you're just saying, like, we killed the most people. I got into it about fucking World War II the other day on one of those political correctness pages where it's just like, you fucking people just, that's the war that taught you if you just annihilate enough people, then the other side will stop fighting.
That cemented everything for them. I think that that's what we've been living on is like, we don't want to miss out on the just war. Ever since World War II happened, our entire foreign policy is we can't miss out on the next just war. So we have to do every war is what we've basically what we've done so far.
Yeah.
Batting 1,000 on that one. I don't know what we didn't go into, really.
Yeah. Yeah. They're fucking really amping up for Iran now. I think that's why you saw a lot of those shirts, too. Plus, you're there around the 4th of July. People fucking feel in America during the summer when it feels good outside. We got to start talking to them when it's fucking minus 28 again. Be like, this government, man, right?
Yeah, and when they're not, they don't have a... There was a Tony Lukes at the boardwalk, too. So when they're not sitting out there with like a big cheesesteak on the beach, cussing out their kids in their head, you got to go when the pipes are burst and it's, you know, it's Philadelphia winter and they're digging their car out, being like, you think it's a good idea that they have this so mismanaged back here?
Yeah, we fucking, I mean, like, I'm not above blaming the government for the weather either. Like, I'm not above that. If I have to fucking do it to get somebody on my side, I'll be like, you heard this fucking tarp or not tarp, harp, H-A-A-R-P or something.
Weather, the cloud seeding, you mean?
Yeah, cloud seeding. They fucking do that, I hear.
There was
somebody called me a sheeple. Somebody called me a sheeple and told me all about it.
It's true. Okay. Fair. If the definition of a sheeple is someone that doesn't know about cloud seeding, then I guess you got me.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was also, there was a shirt that also, it said, had America on it and it said, fuck you, we're full. And it had like a big middle finger. We're
the least fucking, the, there's fucking the two least cool things in my book, like when it comes to like cool, is like number one, and like this is not because I'm an atheist or anything. Christianity is fucking really uncool. Like it's very uncool. And then the other thing right after that, America. Like those are people who love America too much are second on the list of people I think aren't cool.
And then, oh, you know what else I got? Also, I got a Rottweiler towel. So that was a big pickup.
So you got a towel with a picture of a Rottweiler on
it? It's a beach towel. It's a big beach towel, and it has a gigantic Rottweiler on it, and it says Rottweiler behind it. $12.99.
Was it the most on sale, or did you buy a mid-range one? Because I bought a fucking, my cheap ass bought this fucking towel when I went to Oak Island once, and this thing it has Rain-X on it, like it takes like the water just kind of stays on you. It's like it repels the water back onto you.
It's very slick fibers.
Yeah, it's like fuck you for selling that, man. Like if I'd have known, I would have bought the second more expensive one.
Yeah, there was actually one time when we moved to Dallas, we needed dish towels, like just immediately. And so we walked. We didn't have a car at the time. So we walked and bought these like really expensive ones from Crate and Barrel. And they were like the worst towels ever. And then we had some friends over and we spilled some shit. And I went to go grab this towel and I go to wipe it up. And you can just see the fucking water moving around. Like you can just see it. It looked like mercury. You know, like it was just this towel would not soak up a goddamn thing. And my friend commented, was just like, that looks like just like that's just the wrong towel for the situation. And I just felt so embarrassed because I was like, I know. And I've been putting up with it because I paid for the fucking things. And they're the worst towel I've ever. It's the worst thing I've ever fucking used. And I feel embarrassed now. Yeah. I'm the idiot with bad towels.
Yeah.
And they sold it to me. Like you said, it's like. They spend so much time making all this shit just to sell it, but it doesn't even matter if it works or not.
Yeah. You wouldn't have fucking bought it. Like I said, you wouldn't have bought it. You wouldn't have gone cheap if you'd have known what the consequences for cheapness are. It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, it is dumb. It bothers me. It's fucking shitty. It's one of those things where... You know, I'm not going to argue with some dumb shit about how we get rid of money, but it's one of the stupid things about having money is that we make people jump through all these goddamn hoops just to get a broken fucking product at the end. You know, you worked all this damn money. You have this extra, this and that. You have a little extra you have a little extra to buy something for yourself. You can only afford the cheap one. It's going to fucking break on you.
Yeah. Why didn't you bring a fucking towel to the beach? Like, did you not think you were going to need a towel?
Dude, I saw the Rottweiler towel hanging in the window, and I was like, I want that fucking towel. I mean, it seems like probably the best souvenir I could get. I'm going to keep it out for all of my vacations. I'll be out there stunting on my Rottweiler towel. It was just a good pickup. It felt like I got something I wanted when I was 16 years old that I was supposed to get, and I missed out. And so I got to go buy it. That was me getting some nostalgia in, I think.
Can I ask you about does the Maryland Beach Ocean City, do they have a Salty Dog Cafe, or is there only one of those?
There's a tons of Salty Dogs, I think. Or maybe there is only the one down. No, there's a bunch. Cause you can even just
buy
this.
They fucking sell mad shirts. They fucking sell shirts. They're mostly like you want to sell ketchup.
Yeah, they're mostly a t-shirt company, restaurant second. I had a Salty Dog shirt when we went to Hilton Head when I was a kid. Ocean City, actually, kind of cool. There was no chains whatsoever. We had to go to, I don't know how to explain it to people. It was a grocery store that was like being like in an IGA from 1986. It was like a supermarket.
Some old-timey shit.
Zero technology type establishment where there was just like one item. It was probably just one item of each type, and that's what you got, really. And then they also had a lot of really old, like, their liquor stores were cool. They had, like, Joker's Liquor or something, and had, like, a big light-up fucking cards and shit. There was a lot of old businesses. There wasn't, I didn't see a CVS. I didn't see a Walgreens. I didn't see any of that. It was kind of cool. It looked like it was from the 50s. It was just a really fucking old place. But Salty Dog Cafe is, that's where if you want a nice beer battered fish and a t-shirt, that's the place you want to go.
I've fucking been there, man. I've been there before. That's me. I'm the type of person that does stuff like that.
But yeah, I mean, it was like most, it had its own flavor, but there was still a Sensations. There was no wings, but it was just like it was kind of closer to Myrtle Beach, really. I remember Myrtle Beach being real fucking bottom of the barrel dregs of society, too.
Myrtle Beach is where, like, everybody on my fucking Facebook feed goes to vacation.
Oh, yeah, and your Facebook feed is full of all the racists and the angry people and the.
I've had people on Twitter ask me how I open my Facebook feed without a welding mask on.
That's perfect. That's perfect, actually. Yeah, that's tough to do. I mean, it seems like it would wear me down.
It does. I told you right before we recorded, I liked a bunch of sociology pages to maybe balance it out, but I don't like enough statuses from them. So I don't know how to get the stuff in my feed that I want to see.
Yeah, you got to start commenting and liking all the good stuff.
Yeah, that's why I get a lot of datpiff.com stuff, because I like every single one of their things. Everything that they post, I'm like, that's good shit. Like, they posted a picture of brickweed last week, and I was like, I don't want to share this on Facebook, but I really want to fucking share this on Facebook, because there's so many people on Facebook I smoked brickweed with.
Yeah, there's probably people still smoking brickweed.
Yeah. No, I talk to people that do. I know people that are like, I don't buy that expensive shit. And it's like, what? You don't?
How? How do you smoke weed then? How do you smoke regular old brick-ass weed?
Yeah. I don't think they still...
That's 70s weed.
Yeah, that is. The 70s, they really... The 70s, like, those people, I don't even consider them people that smoked weed, really. Like, when they start telling their stories about how wild they were on the reefer back in the days, I'm like, you motherfuckers were mostly just laying around with a headache, probably.
Well, no, they were also on Quaaludes and mushrooms and LSD and, like, all kinds of other wild concoctions. They were doing horse tranquilizers. It was pretty drugged out time.
Yeah, no, I agree. But if you were just a pothead back then I'm not impressed.
No, you know? I don't think you got lungs on you or anything. Well, I'm sure you do.
You were basically smoked cigarettes at that time. Like, that was the weed. I mean, like, yeah. I smoked brick weed and got high off of it, but, like, I'm talking about, we used to roll these joints that were like the size of Camel Wides and smoke them. And it's like, what a waste of my lungs.
Yeah, and like you said, just to get nauseated with a headache by the end of it. Like, you're like, I just got to keep going, man. I just want to be fucking high so bad, but it feels like there's an axe stuck in my skull.
I think it's fucking weird that, like, the war on drugs changed the word high to being, like, a fucking outsider thing. You know what I mean? People don't really say, like, that they like to get high, even though, like, the feeling you feel when you do the thing that you love is high, you know? But now they've changed it, so it just means, like, you're doing illegal stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess just language, it doesn't stick. I can't see someone being like, I get a real high off that volleyball. People get runner's high.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought about. I was like, if you get a runner's high, then why isn't running illegal? I mean, it is in some, like, in Texas, at the Texas State Fair.
Yes, it's very illegal.
They do not want you to fucking run there. I really think that, like, running is kind of illegal, though, in a weird way. Like, you have to have a certain type of clothes on. You can't just fucking be walking down a public street and start running without expecting some static.
Oh, I've ran down the street before, and I ran a mile in boots. One time we made our way all the way to this fucking Chinese New Year festival. We made it all the way, the baby shit, and we didn't have diapers, and I was, it was so obnoxious because we took forever just to get out of the fucking house. And I was like, fuck it, I'll take care of it. And I just sprinted like a whole mile in boots and jeans. And,
nobody
got diapers and ran. No, nobody jumped out of the way or anything.
That's fucking weird to me, because I would think that people would automatically think there was like a terrorist attack happening.
Yeah. I mean, I pay attention to people. If people in regular ass clothes are running, I'm definitely looking.
Yeah. I went jogging once. I was like 25. And I was like, I'm going to fucking pick up this jogging everybody's talking about. I smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day, though, so I don't know how I was going to pick up jogging.
Hey, some people do.
Yeah, true. So I was like, I'm going to pick up jogging. I fucking put on a pair of cargo shorts and a t-shirt. And then I put my keys and my fucking wallet and my cigarettes and my phone in my pocket. And I just started running down the street.
Oh, my God. You are such a nitwit. That is so crazy.
And I fucking got about halfway down the street, and I'm like, people might fucking think I'm a little bit crazy. And I still ran. I did the run. I did it like 2 days in a row, but then I told my wife what I was wearing to fucking do it, and she was like, no, don't do that. Get some fucking running shorts or something.
Yeah, you're allowed to run, dude. I feel like you have a restriction on yourself, like you don't feel like you can break free and just run. No one's going to stop you. It's not against the law.
You wear certain clothes.
I went to a gym. I went and worked out to the YMCA and watched a guy run like 3 miles in a fucking suit. I've seen people work out in like dress pants. They'll go fucking lift weights with no shirt on in dress pants. So I mean, people will put up with a lot of shit, dude.
Kane.
What?
It's Kane. Kane works out in dress
pants.
Yeah,
that's how Kane does it, yes. Corporate Kane shows up in his dress pants.
I can't fucking imagine somebody working out in dress pants. Like, I fucking come in here, I'll unbutton a shirt, take off the old undershirt, and lift some fucking weights. Drive home shirtless in my sweatpants. And nobody bothers you if you do that.
No, I invited a really weird guy to my birthday. I was doing a big birthday. I invited everyone from work to go to the casino. And so a lot of people showed up, but this guy did, and he wore to swim. He didn't have any swim trunks, so he cut off dress pants, and he wore those in the pool. Like the Incredible Hulk. It looked like the Incredible Hulk, too. It was like a ragged cut. It was not like he didn't have that shit hemmed or anything.
Yeah, that's fucking cool, though, man.
That's
my
people. That gives you an idea of who I was around at the time.
It's a really fucking symbolic. That's a symbolic gesture. It's like, fuck, man, I want to join in on all this fun of swimming, but I'll just cut these fucking stupid work pants off.
I don't need no fucking water pants. I'm not going to pay $30 for water pants. I get wet in this shit. I don't give a fuck. I actually, now that just reminded me, I looked out and I saw this guy start walking in the water, and then he gets up into his waist, and then he walks all the way out into like the big waves on like to the edge up to about his neck. He's wearing black jeans, black boots, and a black Dickies like work shirt and a backwards black hat and sunglasses. And he's fucking swimming in the ocean like that. Just walked right out there and started doing his goddamn swim. Like,
that's what's good about the fucking ocean, though, is that like they can't tell you what to wear in there.
Yeah, you know? They can't get you. Yeah, they're like, the lifeguard will be like, come on. And you're like, fuck you, dude. It belongs to everybody.
Yeah, that is a fucking good. That's a big fucking bonus about the beach over like a public pool. You can't even swim in jean shorts at a public pool.
Oh, I know. They get all in your ass. Our pool is really good about it, though. They don't give a shit, man. They got these kids over here will swim in jeans. Like, they'll jump right in. Their friends will be like, come on. They'll like call them. They'll come running out and then jump right in. They don't give a fuck.
My dad made me put on swim trunks because they said that my jeans would cut the liner of the pool.
Yeah, it's a good idea, man, because people's jeans are pretty fucking gross. You know, you probably shouldn't be marinating in a soup of that. It's already a bad environment. I think we don't need to add jean stank.
Yeah, no, for sure. And we had dogs swimming in our pool, too. We had
fucking animal. You gross. God, primitive people.
I know. We would let the dogs swim. We would fucking swim. Everybody in the neighborhood was swimming in that fucking pool, man.
God damn it. That's disgusting.
I know. It was above ground, too. It was a fucking above ground pool.
Oh, that is the so such a low.
It's so low. It's the Ohio thing. Yeah. It's a very, oh, it's so fucking suburban Ohio to have an above ground fucking pool. And just like, I wanted to swim, man, but I ain't got all that concrete money.
These Californians, man, they pay $2 million to get a house out there with the pool. I got that one for $169. And I got Sam's Club bucks back. I got a reward point. If I go back in 2 weeks, I get $50 off another $100 purchase.
Fucking portable hot tubs, too. The hot tubs that are like,
oh, yes. Move. Yes. Something. Yeah. They're like nice and plasticky on the sides.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, my parents bought a fucking non-moving hot tub. And then now they have a fuck. Yeah. And they had trouble selling the house. Like, believe it or not, some people are like, you know what, man? I don't want to fucking deal with the hot tub. Okay.
Yeah, there's a big stinky soup here that I have to buy chemicals for and mix up, and I don't want to do that. Does it have wood pan? Is it like a fake wood on the outside?
Not the one we had, but yeah, those are the portable ones where like you can fucking you can move them to your house with you when you move. You can take them with you.
Have you ever seen the inflatable ones?
No, the house don't come with the house. My parents have one in their basement.
Oh, that's exactly when you go look at the house. Oh, now this is it. This is your main area down here where there's a little bit of a rec room. Now the hot tub's not, doesn't come with the house. I know you were eyeballing it, Dad.
Thank fucking God.
We're taking that. We're bringing that with us.
That is, I mean, like such an extravagant thing to own to me. It's such a weird fucking, like, it's like one step under a boat. Like, why didn't you get a fucking boat? You spent all that money on a hot tub. You could have had a fucking boat. That's what I mean. Like, go experience the fucking world, man.
Yeah, a hot tub, I mean, you don't have to do shit. You just sit in it. So that makes it nice. It, like, it's at your house, so you don't have to leave the house. That's also a big plus, I think, for people.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's like having that super deck, man. I knew some people that got a fucking hot tub on their deck. They were living that lifestyle, dude.
We had two floors on our deck. So we had an upper part of the... Yeah, we had an upper part of the deck that was off the kitchen that had a little table with some chairs on it. You could sit up there on the second floor, and then you could walk down some stairs on the deck, and there was a hot tub, and the pool was on there. And you could, you know...
Damn, dude, you were medium pimping.
I told you. I'm fucking as middle class as you could have ever possibly, like upper middle class, basically. Like, we were able to afford luxuries, but we had to buy the fucking junky luxuries. Like, only, the, like,
yeah, the trash ones. I remember, the only thing I remember, only pool I remember is my neighbor had one. They were trash pickers, and they picked one, and it was in the backyard. It never got swam in, and it was just filled with the greenest and brownest water you could ever imagine, just mosquitoes' nests. And it was just every year. Until I moved away, I never know what happened to that fucking pool. It's probably still sitting there just full of rotten water and mosquitoes right now.
Our fucking neighbors had a pool, too. Like, everybody in our neighborhood had a pool. Like, the price must have just come down, you know, where it was.
Yeah,
like,
it was finally we can get a pool. Finally, we can afford a pool, honey. And we can just set it in our backyard.
Ground. All fucking above ground pools, too. Which then means your deck has to be extra tall. The fucking lumber companies came up with this whole thing. Like, you don't even need a deck when you have an underground pool. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people would still build a fucking deck, though.
Yeah. It's not, man, you know what? I can't.
My in-laws
they're just getting what they can. They're being happy with what they got.
Yeah, my in-laws had a deck off the back of their house, and then if you walked across the yard, they had another deck, like, in the back of the yard.
Well, that's a lot of living area. That's a lot of places you can do all kinds of fun activities, host little birthday parties and lunches, right? What do you do on that? Bring the TV out. That's what they used to always do, is bring the TV out and watch the game. Get get a nice bucket of beers, Coors Light aluminum buckets filled with ice. Put your favorite beverages in there. Never leave your fucking house.
That's so fucking common now. The people, like a lot of people are just projecting the OSU games on the sides of their fucking houses. Like, you could almost just walk outside in this neighborhood and watch the game instead of sitting in your living room watching it. But I wonder if any of the, like, I wonder, it would be nice if all those people were watching it on the same screen, but they're all portioned off.
Well, dude, the fucking yards. OSU would be up their fucking asses. OSU would be suing the shit out of anybody that tried to put one of those blow up screens and tried to show the game. They'd probably fucking sue them. You're not allowed to publicly display the TV, right? Like, those bars have to get permission to play fucking shit, right?
No, they can charge that. They like charge. If they charge people to get in to watch it, then they get in trouble. They're just not allowed to make any money off of it. Is the thing. So they could do it. They do it. We have block parties here because fucking, you know how it is during football season. You can't have a fucking gathering without people being like, well, what's going on in the game? I'm going to go out and check my phone and see what the Buckeyes are doing. I'm like, dude, they'll play the game. You'll fucking find out when it's over what the score was. That's the only thing you really want to know anyway.
You know? I remember there's a kid that we know that has a birthday during football season. And people were like, can we cut the game on at her birthday party? And her dad, like, shut him the fuck down immediately. And I was like, yeah, that was definitely the right thing to do.
Yeah. I always bitch about, like, when we go to the movies and my kid is like, can we take some snacks? And I'm like, how fucking many snacks do you need? Why can't you go 2 hours without a snack?
My daughter's already there, like, especially this vacation living, but she's just constantly like, I want chalkwee. She says chalkwee. And then she'll take, like, I'll give her just semi-sweet chips, like baking chocolate chips. Like, that's enough. She just wants it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you don't fucking need a snack. Like, in the car. Like, we're going to go to the store real quick. Can I take a fucking snack? No.
Got to fuel up. Got to fuel up for that car, for walking around at the store.
I fucking went a whole day without eating, and then I go home and hoof down some dinner and go back out and play.
Yeah, they need snacks. They want to have the right snacks. They want to have, like, the goji berries, and they want to have organic snacks, and they want to have cold-pressed juices, right?
Yeah, cold fucking $9 juice. Get out of here. My kid's into Starbucks, man. We let her do... She does. She's really into it. Like, she made a sign in her room that says, keep calm and have a frap.
She's in it, man. She's an American consumer.
Yeah. I actually always, like, I'll get into stuff with her where it's like, she'll be like, we recycle and stuff. And I'm like, you know, not buying stuff is really the most environmental thing you can do. It's like not getting every single thing that comes out.
Yeah, not always having to go water. Maybe just having the water out of the faucet there instead of a plastic bottle.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be better than recycling in the plastic bottle.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I, you know, but you don't want to make them feel that guilty. Like, it's like, we fucked up the planet. Like, the truth is, you have to be extra careful because we weren't. Okay?
Yeah, everyone else was a fucking idiot about it. You don't want to be like this generations before us. They were fucking shitheads. We're trying to fix it, okay? And it sucks for you, but you got to suck it up. Life isn't fair. That I do it to my wife, though, too, because I make her use the reusable Starbucks cup because that's become like... So it's basically like medicine. Like, you know how I always talk about on Street Fight, I can't afford health care. Like, instead of her having like mental health care, she just gets like a Starbucks whenever she's stressed out. But I have got her to take her cup, so now she doesn't throw that shit away all the time.
Yeah. We need to do that. Like, this is a big problem with me. Is like, I like seltzer water with a little bit of flavor. I like LaCroix, basically. I'm trying, if they want to hire me to be their pitch man, I'm always open. But I'm a big fan of that. And I'm like, I want to just get something where I can make it myself. But all that they sell is the Soda Stream. And I'm like, well, that's on apartheid land. I can't buy that.
I'm in the same debacle with my wife. She's like, I just want the Soda Stream. She's like, it's that easy. She's like, I can take a glass bottle of water to work every single day from the soda stream, and it would be no, there would be no more plastic bottles. Cause she drinks like these giant Deer Spring seltzer water. No, I think that's, yeah, it's not seltzer. It's just like mineral water, whatever the bubbly water is. But I don't know what to do because soda stream is only like, soda stream would make my fucking life so much easier. Cause I have to go run and get her water sometimes.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I drive to a different store to get LaCroix because it's cheaper at a store, but I have to make a special fucking trip to go. But they also have Faygo there, so it's really worth it. They, like, have every flavor of Faygo there.
Well, that's a big plus.
And for it's $2.50 for a 12-pack.
Yeah, I don't know why somebody isn't stepping up with a SodaStream competitor.
Because they could run with it.
I've seen everything on Amazon has terrible reviews. Everybody else, like every other attempt, people are just like, this is not what you want. It's the SodaStream. And we're not trying to advertise for SodaStream.
Hell no, we're telling you not to fucking get it. Like, my wife actually was talking to my daughter about that, about, I can't even remember what it was. Oh, about Hulk Hogan or something. And she said, like, listen, you know, there are just some things that we do for your dad. Like, I don't know why I'm not allowed to buy Sabra hummus, but I just don't do it. That's the way things work.
Dad looks into the products, okay? Just don't if he feels passionately about it, he's just going to bore you with a goddamn speech. So just take him at his word. Don't fucking buy the SodaStream.
Is that an effective boycott, though? Is that a decent boycott? Like, where it's like, you know that if you buy a SodaStream, I'm going to fucking come into your house and shame you for it.
Yeah, I'm going to point it out. So, really? Really? Couldn't do anything else. Had to get that SodaStream, huh?
You know where they make that, right? You know where they make that SodaStream, right? That's colonized lands there. Sick. It's sick that you would use that.
Yeah, that's where we're at, though. I think it's the best. I don't know. It just feels ineffective.
It is a little effective, though. I mean, I'll bet you there are a significant amount of people that don't have a SodaStream, you know, like because of.
I think there's a cross cut. I think that, you know, a lot of our radical thinkers in that way, definitely probably aren't on the soda life. I don't think that they're big soda drinkers. Probably still like the fizziness of a nice mineral water, though.
You guys would fucking love it.
Being a little bit bougie about it.
Yeah, you guys would love, like, once you get used to the bubbly water, you can pretty much get rid of pop. Now, I'm never going to get rid of pop because I love it. It's the greatest. Like, and for people to say it's not good, that's fucking just neutralizing the fact that it's unhealthy. You're just saying, like, it's not good. It's too thick. It's like, pfft. Yeah, it's fucking thick and sugary. That's the good thing about it. Now, what's the bad thing? Tell me the bad stuff.
Yeah. So I wouldn't give a pop. I mean, I'm not going to give a pop either. Everybody deserves a pop. We're going to have pop, but it is like, it is so much easier to drink that fucking water and not care and not be like, you know, full of pop. Cause you can't be full of pop. You can have a pop, but you can't be full of pop. Cause some people get too full of pop.
Yeah. People do drink like a fuck. There are people that just buy a 2-liter every day. And it's like, come on, man. Like, too, that's a lot of pop. You don't need that much. That's the authoritarian communist stuff with us. It's like, you're just like, buddy, listen, you don't need a fucking 2-liter of Dr. Pepper today. Like, fucking drink a can of Dr. Pepper and then surround that with a lot of waters.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the best advice. All we're saying is it's the best advice.
Yeah, and we give the best fucking advice. And it's advice so good that it should be a fucking law, really.
Pretty much everyone should be forced to abide by this law, is what we're trying.
Yeah.
We're voting for Hillary Clinton.
This is amazing, amazing fucking advice. And so good that if we won the revolution, the laws would be that you can't drink a 2-liter of pop a day. One of the laws would be cut the shit with the pop.
The law would be someone would come to your house and be like, seriously? I mean, you need a whole 2 liter today. You don't think you could do like a can? Like, it wouldn't be jackboot. It's not going to be like, it's not going to be, you know, soldiers making sure you don't drink the pop. It's just going to be us like tapping on your window like, hey, Cartwright family. Hey, I want to talk to you. Guys, drink some water today. We got the water. It comes out of the faucet there. Check it out. You know, get back to me, and I'll take any pop you got left over. There's some other people here that would like it.
Yeah.
I'm a commie. I'm coming to take your pop.
You are. Yeah. That scares the shit out of the Bradshaw family or whoever they were that you went and checked out. Like, they're like, shit, this is a nightmare situation.
They have the floorboards are all filled with 2 liters.
This fucking guy's ruining everything. He's shaming me for my pop. But shame is really the best. That kind of like where it's like, man, you bought that. You didn't even like look into how they make that stuff. Gross. I don't know, man. Oh, man. So tomorrow we're going to have a street fight. And this Friday, I'm going to a conservative summit to see John Taffer. So next Tuesday's show, I'm hoping we'll have Cushbaum, my traveling companion, and Brett talking to us about our trip.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. For those of you that have been listening along, I've been out of the loop. I know Street Fight on social media has been pretty silent, but this week, this Friday, it's happening. We gave you the Taffer episode, which a lot of people shared and retweeted and commented on. We always appreciate that. But you get to go and get into the shit. What is it? Defending the Freedoms of America Foundation, presented by the Koch Brothers American Family Foundation. What is it again?
It is the Defending the American Dream Summit, put on by the Koch Brothers, American for Prosperity. Americans for Prosperity. Yeah.
So thank you to,
I mean, like, I'm an I live in the United States and I love prosperity. So I do agree with them on that. Like, I'm pro prosperity.
You can at least meet them on some common ground. And so you're going to be there. And if you want to follow along, Twitter is probably going to be the best place to do it. You're at Murder Brian, MurderBryan. And, like we said, Cushbaum, Matt, CushBomb. Now, the same way that dank metal is not really dank metal, Cushbaum is not, a really sweet way to get high. But follow him on Twitter. It's with a C, and we will bring some more to you probably on Street Fight, I hope. But, I just sent to you a recorder. So that way you can maybe do some man and woman on the street interviews, see what's going on, what kind of freedoms everybody's trying to defend there.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to let you know, hopefully get yelled at by John Taffer too. Not because I'm not going to like be a shock jock or some kind of Howard Stern thing, but like, I would just like him to single me out and fucking give me a good talking to. I'll tell him my situation. Like I said, I'll fucking toss him some excuses too. So we'll see what happens.
Hey John, I own a bar, only serves beer. I was just wanted to know.
Yeah, that's a fucking problem, right? Like, that. Like, I've been complaining about this to my wife about Bar Rescue. I'm like, he fucking gets really mad at people for making the drinks too slow. But number one, every bar is fucking too slow at making cocktails. That's just a fact, Jack. I've been to all of them. I've been to every kind. And they all take about 10 minutes. To make the cocktails. But like, he acts like every fucking single person that comes in there is ordering a cocktail instead of the other way around, where pretty much everybody's just ordering a beer in a bottle.
Yeah, that's most of what your bar is these days. It's just pouring expensive ass fucking craft beers, really.
Good ass IPA, pouring an IPA in there, Brett. And I pay attention to the trends in alcohol, even though I don't drink, but like a hard root beer now. People are really into that fucking, like, there's like 3 brands of root beer, alcoholic root beer on the market now.
The hard root beer is fucking good. I recommend it to everybody, and it's high alcohol as hell, and it's good. It's not like weak ass Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's like 7%, tastes like drinking a fucking Barks.
Oh my god, I hate Barks though. That's my least favorite root beer. You
well, it's not Barks. Whatever it tastes like, and it tastes like whatever root beer it is. Okay, we're not comparing it to other. Every root beer has its own distinct flavor.
They do. Oh. They fucking really do.
It's so old school at Ocean City as well. My wife ordered a root beer and ended up getting a birch beer instead.
Ah, oh, fuck. That sounds horrible.
It was good. It was good. It tastes a little bit more red. It tastes redder than root beer.
Yeah. Yeah. A birch beer. I'd be so fucking mad if somebody brought me a birch beer.
I didn't mind. I mean, I liked it. I like all those. I like any interesting flavors. It wasn't too off from root beer, really.
You just like a pop. You don't care as long as it's a sugary drink.
Yeah, it's hard not to suck them down, man. But I prevailed. I didn't have too many pops, really.
Yeah, that's good, though, man.
I wish I would have. There was no good pops. Yeah. It was all like Pepsi shit. Like, I've been there, done that.
You could have got a Mountain Dew, though, probably.
Gross, man. I've been done that one too much. I'm not doing Mountain Dew anymore.
You should, though.
It seems like the bad one. It's obviously bad.
I had the clear Mountain Dew, though, the new clear Mountain Dew, Dewshine.
Why is there a clear Mountain Dews? Oh, Dewshine.
It's like a moonshine, a play on moonshine, right. But it just basically tastes like, it's like, it tastes to Mountain Dew what Crystal Pepsi tastes like to Pepsi, which was not good.
Yeah, it's just a broke-ass Mountain Dew. It's basically, yeah. You know, now you're going to appreciate regular Mountain Dew. You fucking people keep coming to us asking for all these new flavors. Some of them are going to be fucking bad, you know? Drink the regular fucking Mountain Dew. How about that? Yeah. Stop drinking purple Mountain Dew and turquoise Mountain Dew and exactly. Red Mountain Dew and orange Mountain Dew and magenta Mountain Dew. Now there's clear Mountain Dew.
Exactly. So we will see you tomorrow. Be excited. Maybe at the end of the show tomorrow we'll do some fucking wrestling stuff too. We'll predict SummerSlam at the end of the show.
That sounds good to me. You can always find us at streetfightradio.com. The most recent show is right there on the main page, and if you want to listen to it, you can actually just click the banner right at the top. That's even from any phone that you're on or tablet, laptop, any device really. If you want to just get the show without any websites, any of that mess. If you have an iPhone, iPad, go to the podcast app, search for Street Fight Radio. We will be in there. You can subscribe to the show. You'll get notifications 2 times a week when our show comes out, and sometimes 3 times a week when extra content comes out. So do that. If you have a Android device or a Windows phone, or I guess BlackBerry. Nobody has a BlackBerry. But get Stitcher Radio. That's a great way to find us as well. You can just subscribe to the show once again and get them all there. Listen on the way to work. Listen while you work out. Any work-related stuff, we are the anti-work solution. We make the work easier. We are Street Fight. Peace.
struggling.